Support for LAist comes from Apple TV Plus, presenting Masters of the Air, starring Austin Butler and Callum Turner. From award-winning executive producers Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, and Gary Getzman, Gold Derby hails this series a masterpiece, and Collide raves that it is spectacular. Following this podcast, you can hear remarks from stars Austin Butler, Callum Turner, and Anthony Boyle. More on Masters of the Air at fyc.appletvplus.com.
Support comes from Pasadena Playhouse, presenting Jelly's Last Jam. Follow Jelly Roll Morton, the self-proclaimed inventor of jazz, in this ambitious musical masterpiece that's sure to blow the roof off the theater. Performances begin May 29th. Tickets at pasadenaplayhouse.org.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Wade Major and Andy Klein. First, the Hong Kong action film The Goldfinger, starring Tony Leung and Andy Lau. Wade?
Two absolute Hong Kong legends in an amazing movie about a real-life scandal, a real-life financial scandal that rocked Hong Kong for 20-some years, from the 70s right up through the 80s. Just a tremendous movie, absolute must-see.
The Goldfinger, written and directed by Felix Chong. It's in select theaters. The documentary Pianoforte takes us to the Warsaw-based Chopin Piano Competition. Andy?
This is a really excruciating, in a good sense, documentary, as these young people who are all competing, there's like 60 of them at the start, going through 21 days of playing piano, and you see all the anxieties, and there's a lot of behind-the-scenes insights into these kids and what they're dealing with.
Pianoforte, the documentary, is available on demand starting next Tuesday. It's unrated. The romantic comedic drama Good Grief stars Daniel Levy and Ruth Negga. Levy is also the writer-director of the film. Andy?
Dan Levy, surprisingly, has not really made a comedy. This is much more of a drama, although Ruth Negga almost steals the show as the comic relief. It's insightful, but it is a whole lot of people talking about their feelings, maybe too much.
Good Grief is rated R. It's streaming on Netflix. And the film Race for Glory, Audi versus Lancia, takes us to the 1983 Rally World Championships between the racing teams for those two automakers. Stefano Mordini, the director. Wade?
Yeah, not my favorite race film, but I'm a sucker for racing films to begin with. And this is a little bit like Ford versus Ferrari on a smaller budget and a slightly less well-known incident. This centers around the 1983 Rally World Championships, which is a series of 12 rally races that Audi was expected to absolutely dominate because they're heavily financed and launches sort of the David to Audi's Goliath here. It really centers on that David and Goliath battle, the guys who are running the Lancia racing team and how they are going to use a $1.50 to somehow compete with the powerhouse of Audi. Not the best racing scenes, but I still really enjoyed the story.
Race for Glory, Audi versus Lancia, is unrated. You can see the film at the Lumiere Cinema in Beverly Hills. It stars Daniel Brühl. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to hear the full hour of Film Week wherever you get your podcasts or at LAist.com. We also invite you to listen to the broadcast every Friday morning at 10 or Saturday at noon. Have a great weekend.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV Plus, presenting Masters of the Air. Austin Butler stars as Major Gale Buck Cleven.
He was one of the best pilots. Some say he was the best pilot in the eights, and he was a man of few words and a man of action. A remarkable, intelligent guy who went on to also fly in Korea and Vietnam. And I think we've tried to portray him as true to life as possible. You go up for 8 hours, say, and you don't know if you're going to come back. Sometimes it's the most horrific things you've ever seen. And then you come back, and people are wearing suits and ties, and or they're going to London, and they're getting a hamburger, and they're meeting women, and they're having a party, and then you go up and you do it again, day after day of that. I think that definitely, that has a bizarre psychological toll.
Anthony Boyle, who plays reluctant navigator Lieutenant Harry Crosby, explains the physical demands on the actors.
There's a plane on a massive sort of crane kind of thing, and you sort of get loaded up, and it's a tiny little sort of door that you have to get through, and you've got all the sort of the gear on, and you get so hot up there that we had these things that F1 drivers wear, these like vests, cooling vests. You sort of plug them in, and then you're up there all day. It was tough at times. You're up there for, you know, 7 hours, and there's 4 or 5 fixed cameras in the plane. 360-degree screen around you. You can't get in or out because it takes so long to get the gimbal up. So it was, I was going to say it was a lot of fun, but it wasn't. It was grueling at times.
Like the rest of the cast, Callum Turner, who stars as Major John Bucky Egan, was thrilled to work with the same executive producer team behind the Emmy-winning Band of Brothers and The Pacific.
Well, it's just really exciting, actually, because it's what you want to do. You know, you want to be working with people that inspire you. We've got 4, 5 really incredible directors, you know, who've made beautiful, beautiful pieces of work. And to represent the Air Force, the Air Corps, it's a real privilege. You know, these are real people who sacrificed their lives, and you are responsible for telling their story. You know, you're responsible for the souls of these men. And I think Austin and I felt that.
Gold Derby hails this series as a masterpiece. More on Masters of the Air at fyc.appletvplus.com.